In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us quieten our hearts this morning in thanksgiving and prayer. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, as we have come here this morning, dear Father, to gather around your holy and precious word, we wish to thank you for thy great protection that you have given unto us to this moment. We thank you, dear Father, for this day of grace which you have gifted unto us. Dear Father, we wish to thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us in this temporal life. Thank you for our homes and our families. Thank you for those escorts that you have provided for us, and all that is included in this daily bread. But above all, dear Father, we desire to give our humble thanks for this greatest gift, this gift of your dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whom you saw it good, dear Father, to send down from heaven to save the sinner. Dear Father, we ask that you would continue to lead and guide us, that you would continue to shelter your kingdom, that you would lead us to the everlasting shores of heaven one day. Dear Father, remember those who are struggling with difficulties in this life. Comfort and uplift them as only you can. You know us so closely, dear Father. This morning, as we gather around your holy and precious word, we ask for thy service blessing. Give words of utterance wherever your word is spoken this morning for the edification and upbuilding of your kingdom, unto the honor and glory of your name. And we pray that perfect prayer that your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For this morning's text, dear brother and sister, I thought we would read the psalm text that is set aside for this Sunday. Maybe some of you have even looked on the church calendar, but the theme for this Sunday is faithfulness in caring for God-given gifts. We will read Psalm 119, and we will read verses 129 through 136. The words are as follows in Jesus' name. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that lovest thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of water run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Amen. Dear brother and sister, I come before you doubt-ridden and fearful. And I ask if you can bless me with that gospel. My desire is to believe with you. These words that we have before us, they are a prayer to our Heavenly Father. It speaks of to us of that precious gift that we have been given. When we think about the theme for this Sunday, faithfulness in caring for God-given gifts, each of us have been given gifts. It's important that we take care of them. Some have been blessed with more gifts, some less. But nevertheless, we have all been blessed with that greatest gift. This gift of faith, which is, we could say, the most important gift. This gift of faith that we have is a gift that the carnal mind cannot understand it. But through the eyes of faith, And through that Spirit that God has gifted unto each one who believes, then we are able to see the preciousness of this gift of faith. Why are we able to see the preciousness of it? It is God that reveals it because it is His Spirit. Then we are able to see and have that living hope of heaven. That is what our travel is, isn't it, dear brother and sister? We are on the road to heaven. And it is our prayer to God that each one of us would make it. The enemy of souls, he is going about like a roaring lion. He knows time is running out. He is attempting to deceive as many as he can. Dear brother and sister, hold on to this faith. Keep faith and good conscience. We had a gathering last night for a baptism. Those are precious gatherings. And there also we visited about this. That if we do keep faith and good conscience, God will lead us and guide us to the destination there in heaven. The way will remain clear. There is no doubt about that. But the enemy of souls, he is putting all sorts of things in front of us. He is making the things of this world appearing to be much more important than this gift of faith that we have been given. Dear brother and sister, we need to remember to take a step back and pause and pray to God that He would give us this kind of mind and heart. That this gift of faith would always be the most precious in our hearts. When the things of this world begin to take us away from the gathering of God's children, then we need to stop and consider that, what am I doing? When we endeavor on this way to heaven, putting sin away as it besets, then how these words of this psalm writer are so true. Where it begins, the testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. Oh, when we are wounded on this journey, when sin has beset. That way to heaven becomes foggy. The kingdom does not look so beautiful. The kingdom of God is beautiful. It is where we are safe and secure. From this world. These words continue. The entrance of thy words giveth light. That psalm writer also in this same psalm comes to my mind, where it speaks of God's holy and precious word. And it says that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This text continues and says it giveth understanding unto the simple. This word of God is our roadmap, isn't it? To eternal salvation. We don't just take parts and pieces out of the Holy Scriptures to justify the kind of life we are living. But dear brother and sister, we take the complete book. This is the way to salvation. That is how we live our lives, according to what God's Word teaches us. And I encourage each one of you, dear brother and sister, you dear youth, read the Holy Scriptures. When I read these words in this second verse that we read, it giveth understanding unto the simple. We remember how Jesus gave that example of who is the greatest to those disciples in His kingdom. We think of those little babies born in the home and how totally dependent they are upon the mother. This is why Jesus used this example. Of a little child. This is what we want to be in God's kingdom. A little child dependent upon the mother congregation. Jesus spoke that invitation in Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, it reads, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Dear brother and sister, It is a great gift that God has revealed unto us, that He has gifted unto us. We need to take care of this gift. And how do we take care of this gift? Simply believing upon Him who set us free. Believing, putting sin away when it besets. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for Thy commandments. Look Thou upon me and be merciful unto me. Dear brother and sister, this is an important prayer to our Heavenly Father. That there is sorrow over sin. Sin causes sorrow. If sin does not cause sorrow, then I ask, are we believing in the correct way? We always want sin to cause sorrow. The Apostle Paul spoke of this sorrow to those Corinthians. In 2 Corinthians, and he rejoiced that the Corinthians were made sorrowful over the sin that was besetting them. It's in the seventh chapter. And I'm going to start from verse 9. And it says, "Now I rejoice, not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance." He rejoiced that they were sorrowed to repentance. "For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation." Godly sorrow worketh repentance. What does this mean, dear brother and sister? That when we have fallen into sin, that conscience reminds us that we have sin on our conscience, and we want to put that sin away. It's important, dear brother and sister, that we keep faith and a good conscience. Then that way to heaven remains clear. The enemy of souls, he hates the gospel. He does not want to hear those words that you can believe your sins forgiven. He wants us to believe that we can't go and talk about those matters that are bothering us. Dear brother and sister, it is a battle. It is a battle against the threefold enemy. It has been from the beginning. Right there in that Garden of Eden. where Adam and Eve fell into sin. But God did not leave them, did He? But He came and reminded them. He promised unto them a Savior. So it is today, dear brother and sister, that God does not leave us either, does He? But He continually reminds us to put sin away. We have often heard that we don't have the freedom to sin, but we have the freedom from sin. And this gospel that we hear so many times, it is the power of God unto salvation, unto all those that believe. This gospel gives us strength, dear brother and sister, to battle against the threefold enemy. There is great power in those words when they are believed. In the Proverbs, it speaks to us, if I can find it. It encourages us to avoid those things in the world. That we don't want to put ourselves in those places where the ungodly are. In the 4th chapter of Proverbs, I'm going to read from the 14th verse. It says, "Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away." This is what God's Word encourages us, dear brother and sister. Why does it encourage us? Why does it encourage us in this way? Because there is danger there. We have weak flesh, don't we? The desires of our flesh are always with us. So God's Word instructs us to avoid those places. Do not even go near them. Because God knows how tempted we are. It also says in this same chapter, "For they sleep not, except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence." Then listen to what it says of the path of the just. "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. The path of the light, the path of the just is as a shining light. that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Why does God's Word say this? This ever-darkening world is getting more and more evil, isn't it? The acceptance of all manner of sin. So of course this light will shine brighter, won't it? Those who are endeavoring, battling against the threefold enemy, putting sin away when it besets. When we endeavor to travel this way, then that Spirit of God leads us and guides us according to how Scripture teaches. It is God's Spirit, and that light shines ever brightly in this world. It says, "Order my steps in Thy Word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep Thy precepts. Make Thy face to shine upon Thy servant, and teach me Thy statutes." Isn't this our prayer, dear brother and sister? That His face would continually shine upon us. That we would continue to have this kind of desire and hunger to gather around God's holy and precious Word. Gather around His precious Gospel. The songwriter comes to my mind when I was reading this psalm. And it's that song number 235. But the last verse of this song, it's a precious song. But the last verse of this song, it says, "Make me hungry, feed me on the narrow way. Bring me to the everlasting Sabbath day. Bread of life, preserve me to the end, I pray." Dear brother and sister, we want to pray to God that He would keep us hungry. Hungering for that gospel. That sin would cause sorrow. And when sin besets us, we would want to go and speak of that sin. To hear that precious gospel. The Bible speaks about the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. What is this fear of God that the Bible speaks of? It is to fear sin. That is what this fear of God is. We want to keep our matters right with God. The gospel text for this Sunday also speaks of that faithful steward. And it's in Luke chapter 12. And it speaks about, it says here in the 46th verse, "The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware." Dear brother and sister, we have experienced this many times already in this congregation and in Zion, where God comes to take His own. When we're not aware, we don't know when that time will come. That is why this theme speaks to us so closely, that we take care of those God-given gifts so that we are ready when that call comes. Because nothing else matters in this life. The things of this world are so temporary. They are here and they will be gone. We are on the road to heaven, dear brother and sister. Take care of this gift of faith. Even now you can uplift your heart and believe your latest sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Believe all of your sins forgiven. This road that we are on, this kingdom we dwell in, is a precious kingdom. May God continue to lead and guide us. Continue to teach us. Continue to shelter us in this kingdom here on earth. Till that day when we can close our eyes in heaven's glory. Dear brother and sister, it pays to believe. Believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. You dear youth, you too, believe all of your sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. We have a good God. A God that will continue to lead us and carry us to the destination. It pays to believe. In Jesus' name and always blessed name, amen. Let us quieten our hearts in closing benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.